Blog Talk Radio.
And we are back here live on blogtalkradio.com. It's the J.C. Bailey Tribute Show, and it's part two, and we ran out of time on part one, and we'd like to thank everybody for calling in, and give me 1 second. I'm going to see who this is. And we're back here live on Blog Talk Radio. Sorry about the mishap, but my phone decided to crap out on us. But right now on the line we have J-Cat.
Eric, you hear me?
Yes, I'm here. And also on the line with us right now is Danny Havoc.
Hey, how you doing, Danny? Welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks, man. What's going on?
Not much, man. You know, under the circumstances, you know, we're doing the tribute to J.C. Bailey. I mean, you've worked with him before, and, you know, we're just trying to get everybody's thoughts and memories and, you know, just really keep his name, you know, going and, you know, tribute the guy proper, so.
Absolutely. I think that's a very respectable thing to do, my friend.
Thank you.
J.C. was, obviously a co-worker of mine. You could say he was also very good. Close personal friend of mine, and obviously last week was a hell of a tough week. Just a super good guy, and you know, great talent in the ring. Obviously, everybody who's you know, seen hardcore wrestling in probably the last decade is familiar with him, and he's been quite prolific over the years. People maybe don't know him, you know, outside of the ring. He was just a good person and a good friend, and about as easy to be around as anyone I know. And yeah, it's a tough time, man. It's a real tough time, but I think it's cool that, you know, people like yourself, people you know, on the internet who are putting together tributes and videos and all that stuff. Anybody who can get out, you know, we're doing a memorial show for him, try and help his family out a little bit next weekend. I think anybody who comes to CCW, there will be opportunities to contribute to either raffles or I think there's maybe some merchandise that will be put up, the proceeds of which are all going to go to help his family. So stuff like that, you know, is nice to see the wrestling community coming together and actually acting like a community, the fans and the wrestlers alike, you know.
Yeah, definitely. And, I mean, you know, the things that he did in the ring were just unbelievable, and it's going to live on for decades and generations, you know, of what, you know, a hybrid wrestler is. And, I'm sure you agree with that because, I mean, you're another guy that, you know, I see in the business that does all sorts of things that, you know, I first started seeing out of JC, you know.
Absolutely, man. Absolutely. I think, I can't say exactly what show it was, but I was probably first introduced to JC when I was like 15, maybe, you know, sitting at home watching tapes that I'd ordered off the internet, and it was probably, you know, TOD2 or King of the Death Matches, you know, 98 or whatever it was, definitely an inspiration to myself and a lot of guys who are, you know, who are currently wrestling around my age, because he's been doing it since he was, shit, I don't know, 16, 17 himself. You know, he started doing backyard, and then he started doing, and just showing that, you didn't have to be a big guy, and you didn't have to be slow and untalented. I mean, you know, he got in there and did a lot of things that nobody was doing at that time, you know, in the deathmatch scene, in the hardcore scene particularly. And it also always struck me that considering his considerable size disadvantage against most of his opponents, JC was legit. Like, he was never afraid. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, definitely
and
fearless.
He always wanted to trade punches with Necro. Like, it always stands out to me. I think it was the first King of the Death matches I did, and I'll be damned if I could tell you the year. But
I think it's 03 that you're talking about.
Okay. He and Necro and Toby were in the finals, and it was a whole bunch of light tubes, and Necro and Toby kept going at each other and sort of, like, bumping him down, and he just, like, he would get up in their faces and demand that he be a part of the action. You know what I mean? Like, he'd throw himself into the frame and be like, well, listen, mother, you're going to hit each other, and then you hit me, too. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I always thought that was a very respectable thing about him.
Yeah, that final, I think, was 04-05. The first time I seen JC in the King of the Death match, and it might not even been his first, I'm not really positive on that, but it was 03. I mean, he went through Ian first round. Second round, he did a casket death match.
Oh, yeah,
Necro.
I remember that one, yeah.
You know, definitely. And finals against Pondo in a cage. I mean, that's just unbelievable. He was 19 years old at the time.
Yeah, that's really unbelievable. That's extremely young to be doing such crazy stuff. So,
yeah,
hell of a performer and inspiration to a lot of us guys. So he will certainly be missed on a personal and a professional level.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, thank you so much for paying tribute to him and just keeping that legacy going and being one of those guys. That, as far as I can see, you're pretty fearless yourself and. You're keeping it moving, and I'm sure that's what he would want in this business.
Well, we try,
Yeah. You still there? Hello? What happened there?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Danny, are you there?
Yeah. You still hear me?
Yeah.
Did you get my message there, Jay, or no?
What message?
That Eddie Kingston just called in?
Oh, no. Oh, yeah. By all means, Danny, feel free to either, stay on the line. It's really up to you. I thank you for paying tribute to JC, and just keep it moving, man. We as fans appreciate everything you guys do. You have no idea. And we're just trying to get other fans to actually appreciate it as well as we do. So,
In return, we appreciate that. We always appreciate your appreciation. It makes us, feel good to hear that. It makes it worth doing. So, keep doing stuff like this. I think, with JC dying, a lot of people are real messed up over it. And stuff like this, helps us all feel better.
Well, thank you, Danny. You guys deserve this at the very least, and this is my way of saying thank you to, JC, and I hope I don't have to do this for any of you other guys. Take care of yourself, man.
Jesus, me too.
Yeah.
Thanks, man.
Not a problem. Hi,
Jay. He's on the line.
Okay, we have on the line now, King of Diamonds, Eddie Kingston.
Yo.
What's going on, Eddie?
Not much, man. I know I called late. I'm out right now. I ran my house out in the Bronx. And
it's all good, man.
Football game, drinking and shit. You know what I mean? You know me.
Yeah. Doing the same minus the football game, so you know what I mean?
I feel you, homie. I feel you.
I would be otherwise, but, we had to do this for JC, man. He deserved it. I know he's a homie of yours, and I just want to get everyone's thoughts, man.
I believe Billy's also on the other line, too, if you want to put
Billy
through.
Bring Billy right back on.
Okay.
Mr. King.
Billy, you there?
Yeah, I'm there.
No, we're good. We're on
Eddie,
the line. Billy Graham, Eddie Kingston.
What's up, Eddie?
Hey, Billy, what's up, brother? How's everything, man?
I am drinking the last third of it. I'm drinking the last third of another fifth of Absolute right now myself, straight up.
But I'm with you, man. I was drinking my Captain Ginger, and I was drinking my vodka and Red Bull poured out a little bit. You know what I mean?
On the weekend, man, Eddie, check this shit out. Like, I had a horror convention. I had to work. It was work, like all weekend. And it was in Gettysburg, Pennsylvania. So on Thursday night, really late, early in the morning, two of my buddies who are Brooke McCarter and Billy Worth, who are two of the Lost Boys.
Yeah.
The movie Lost Boys, they had heard what happened and everything, and so I had this this reel of the shit that we did this year together with JC, you know, like the promos and everything like that.
Yeah.
And I said, man, they said, oh, let us see something. I was like, you know, I got to get over this, seeing something, you know, like.
Yeah.
And they watched it, and Billy and Brooke, the Lost Boys, were, like, really, like, into it. And they also hoist, well, Billy doesn't drink, but Brooke does. So him and me hoisted many cheers to JC, and they were spread throughout the weekend. And so that was pretty touching for me because I was trying to deal with it while I was dealing with my work. Saturday night late, 3:30 in the morning. The battlefield was like 3 miles from the hotel, and at like 3:30 in the morning, all fucked up, I started thinking about it, and I just like drifted off with my bottle, and I walked to the battlefield by myself and didn't get back to like daylight at the thing, and it was tearing me up, man, like just hard to...
I feel you, homie, I feel you, man, like, I don't know, man, I don't know what to say, man, when I first started wrestling, man, I was 2 years in the business, and I went to IWA Mid-South, man, and I met JC, and he was just a down-to-earth cat, man, and, like, he understood, and he was so smart to wrestling. Like, a lot of those dudes down there, when I went down to IWA Mid-South, that's where I really learned how to wrestle and work and everything, you know. I learned how to cut my, you know, I cut my teeth down there, you know what I'm saying? Because I thought I was hot shit up in the East. I was down there, man. They beat my ass down there, and they let me know, look, they were like, look, kid, you're only in 2 years, man. You ain't that hot shit, you know? Like, JC was one of them, Ian, Mitch Page, you know what I mean? And fucking Mitch Wright and all those cats, you know, they let me know what was up, and I'll never forget that. And JC, man... You know, I feel bad, and I miss him already. Like, I remember when he got out of, you know, whatever trouble he was in, like, he told me, the first thing he told me, man, was like, yo, I need to get me the best of Eddie Kingston and Eddie Kingston shirt. And I cried about that, bro. I didn't even cry at my own grandmother's funeral. I cried about JC because he was so good. Not even that, but as a person, bro, he was just, like, just, you know what I mean? Everyone can say shit about, like, the drugs and all that other shit, whatever. But, like, on some real shit, he was a good dude that came up to me, always showed me love. I remember when he got out of his trouble and I saw him, man, I gave him a big hug. I was so happy to see him. You know, we had the Singapore Cane match up in West Virginia. I miss that dude. That dude, like, people don't understand, man. JC was such a good... And you know what I mean? Such a good person, and he was so smart in wrestling, and people don't see that, you know?
I said the same thing at the outset, King. I said, Jay will tell you, I said the same thing at the beginning. The one thing about J.C. Bailey, man, was that anybody that ever met him or knew him, there's not one person that ever has anything bad to say about J.C. Bailey because he was that good of a guy.
Yeah.
He was that rare cat that, like, he was always the up, always the lift, a big smile on his face. Maybe looking to get in a little mischief, man, you know what I mean? But, like, always showed that love, always showed that respect, man. He remembered what people did for him. He remembered what he said.
Yeah.
He paid attention. He was a lot smarter, you know, than people realized he was, you know what I mean?
The reason why he was a lot smarter than what people realized is people ain't in the back, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Standing in the locker room with the dude, you know what I mean?
Yep. Yep.
And when you're sitting there talking to the dude and hoping the best for him because, you know what I mean, he held me down. When I first went to IWA Mid-South, you know what I mean? I wasn't liked because I was a New Yorker with a big mouth, and these dudes are like, who the fuck's this kid rolling in here thinking he's tough, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
He was there like, nah, he's a good kid, man. He's a good kid, you know what I mean?
Yep, absolutely.
You know, and I never forgot that, you know what I mean?
You know, dude, how can you, I mean, anybody that has been blessed in any way to get the rub, give, you know, work with him, you know, that intimately in the business, man. You know him that way. And, I mean, the thing that's been coming out when Nate was talking earlier and talking about what was being said with him and Joe, and it's like I got the same thing from his family all this week, like his dad telling me, you know, like JC was just so happy about what you guys were doing. He was so grateful to work with you, and he thought this, and it's like,
man, don't tell me that, man. You're going to have me crying out.
I'm saying that JC – would tell his own family, his father, you know, like repeatedly of the character traits of all the guys that he acted real toward. And I mean, that's as real as it gets. When you go back to your own kin, you know, and you're saying, hey, this guy I work with, you know, like, hey, man, we've all been, I broke down on this show already myself, bro, you know, you know.
And it's all respected, man, because, I mean, JC deserves full tribute.
Yeah, no, I don't want to break down or nothing, but, like, this dude, man, like, you know what I mean? Like, people don't understand, man, how close this dude was and how respected he was, man, because he went out there, man, he gave it his all. Some people be saying, talking shit, excuse me, talking shit about deathmatch wrestlers. They don't understand, like, him, Necro and Pondo, these dudes be sacrificing.
Yep.
The fucking people, man. Yep. You know what I mean? And JC went out there and sacrificed his body and his well-being.
Right.
You know what I mean? And, like, I watched the other night the DVD CCW fist fight, and I was in there with him. You know what I mean?
Yep.
He was there, man, and I was so happy just to be able to step in the ring with him. And you know what I mean? I hate to say that, but, you know, I knew he wasn't all mentally there, but he still went out there and he fucking did better than half these two. Same thing with Trent. Trent would be out there.
Yeah.
Fucking, you know, he wouldn't be mentally all there. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But he still go out there and outwork half these motherfuckers, man. That's what these dudes don't get nowadays. You know what I mean? A lot of dudes nowadays don't pay their dues, man. And JC and Trent and other dudes, you know what I mean? Be paying their dues, be taking their lumps, and not be saying, oh, man, why ain't I pushed?
No, because they were team players, man. Team players, man.
I've heard this from a lot of people, and it's a damn truth, but, you know, they said, you know, that Heaven needed a main eventer, so they took JC. Right now, I want to put the word out that I think the card is stacked, and they're not taking bookings no more. Yeah, I mean, y'all cats got to take care of yourselves because that's it, man. Whatever you got to do to keep yourself down here, man, it's
look,
all up, man.
Man, all I know is, bottom line is, JC's up in heaven right now. And God's like, listen, man, I got you booked in a spiderweb death match. Look up. And JC's like, man, let's do it. You know what I mean?
Right on, man. Right on.
That's how JC was, man.
That's
and, you know, I let me tell you something. I hated leaving CCW. I left for my own reasons. I don't want to get into it because it's not about DJ. It's not about me. It's not about none of these cats.
Missy
right.
Brother
it's
there.
About, it's about JC right now, and I was so excited to be working with Billy and Masada and Brain Damage, but also I was so excited to work with JC. And I'll tell you a funny story, man. The first time I ever did a hardcore match, first time I ever bled in the ring was at Cage of Death. I don't even know what number, maybe 6. It was when it was Team Cash against Team Blackout, and I was so nervous, I was shaking because I just wanted to do so good, and I knew I was going to bleed for the first time and everything like that. And JC went up to me, man, and he was like, yo, Eddie, you're going to be good. You got the skills, Eddie, you're going to be good. Look, I'll be with you the whole way. And JC was, and I don't trust a lot of people in the ring, but you got a lot of backyard motherfuckers in this business nowadays who don't know shit. You know what I mean? Who think that they watch Kibashi and Kawada or Kibashi and Masao and they think that's what every match got to be. They don't understand the psychology of the business. But JC did. And he took care of me, yo.
Yep.
Guys like Necro Butcher, guys like JC, guys like Pondos, guys like Nate Webb, are like they're really the true dying breed. You know what I mean? Because they know what they're doing. You know what I'm saying? JC took so much care of me, man. And I'll never forget that, you know?
Yeah.
I'll never forget the day he got my shirt. And he looked to me and he went, look, King, look. And he was so happy.
Yeah, man. Dig that. Yeah,
and that's
man.
What kills me. Let me tell you something, man. I know he died young. But, man, only God only takes the good ones young. You know what I mean? That's why I'm still here. You know what I'm saying? It ain't about me, but that's what I'm trying to say. You know what I mean?
I got you, brother. I got you. And then,
you know?
On the age thing, King, I got you on that, man. And believe me,
you know what I mean?
Easier, man.
And, Chase, let me tell you something, man. I'll lay this out right now. I dedicate the rest of my career, whatever the fuck you want to call it, in this bullshit business for real, is to JC. I may not wear an armband saying JC. I may not be on a tribute show for him because I got other shit. I got other bookings or Maybe a fucking mark-ass promoter won't put me on the show. But for real, JC knows in my heart of hearts, I'm here for him because he
watched out.
You know what I mean? He watched out for me so much. You know what I mean? I'm so tired. Every day, man, I go on my Facebook every day, and I have to find out another wrestler died. Or I get 15 fucking phone calls before I wake up, and another wrestler dies. I understand this business is tough. You know what I mean? It's real high schoolish, and we kill each other in the ring. And these fans don't understand that. You know what I'm saying?
Well, this fan understands, and I think the only thing you can do is to, you know, continue to do what you know he would love you to do. And that he loves
you
doing.
You know what I mean? I do this because I watched it as a kid, man.
Dig it.
And some promoters may not like what I do in the ring, but I remember watching this as a kid. You know what I mean? And I go up there and I bust my ass and do what I feel is right. And that's what JC did, man.
Fuck yeah.
You know what I mean? I seen my match with JC at Cage of Death 6, the Singapore K match at IWA East Coast. Check that shit out. Check out IWA East Coast. And I see my match at CZW Fist Fight, man. I watched that about 7 times since this happened. And you know what? I feel kind of guilty because maybe I should have talked to the dude. But you know what, man? I ain't like that. You know, man, I'm going to let this man do what he got to do. And if he learns, he learns. If he don't, he don't. But the bottom line is with JC, man, he was a good dude. He was down to earth every time I talked to him. I remember the time I got my tooth knocked out. Same tooth as him. Same tooth as B-Boy, and we all stood there. We took a break from the building.
Toothless aggression.
The real toothless aggression.
You know what I mean? We were drinking all night, just talking. And JC, man, it was one of those rare dudes that made me feel good about me. You know what I mean? Look, bottom line is I'm a manic depressive with extreme paranoia. But, you know, and there's only certain people I trust. But JC made me feel good and made me trust him. You know what I mean? My heart is with his family. I mean, when I met his mother in West Virginia, my heart is with his family. You know what I mean? Because I'm a mama's boy, and God knows what his mother's going through. JC, man, I hope you're resting in fucking peace, homie. I'm looking up to the sky right now outside a bar with these motherfuckers looking at me. They don't want none of me, but what I'm trying to say is I hope, man, you're resting in peace. I hope you're up, and I know you're in heaven.
Brother. He's there having one with
me. I know you're in heaven, man. Wearing the fucking King shirt, letting them know, yo, I'll be there, homie. I'll be there with you, man. And me and you can have a match in front of God himself, and we'll let him know. This is how dudes work. You know what I'm saying?
Hell yeah.
I miss that dude. I love that dude. And without him, man, they wouldn't be me. You know what I mean? There's only, like, very few people I can say that about. Like, Mike Quackenbush is one. No matter what anyone says about him, if it wasn't for him, I wouldn't be around. You know what I mean?
Yep.
Ian Lyons won, because you know what? No matter what people say about Ian, and look, I know Ian be doing some shit for people. You know what I'm saying? I ain't going to front. I know that dude, but they ain't about him. I know he be doing some shit. You know what I mean? But, like, he's one, JC's one, and even though I hate the motherfucker hero, he's another one. You know what I mean? These dudes help make me. To make my 7-year career, or whatever you want to call it, out on the indies, mean something. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
JC taught me so much. I know I'm blabbing, but man, I miss this guy.
It's all good, man.
You know what I'm saying? I miss him. And he was, when I left CZW this last time, you know what I mean? Again, I'm not getting into it. I'm probably never going back. And that's from a different topic for a different time. You know what I mean? People can hate me or love me for it, but I'm going to stick to my guns. But, dude, I miss Drake. I miss Moxley. I miss you, Billy.
I miss
all these dudes down in this locker room. But I especially miss JC, man.
Hell yeah, man.
Because I know I'll be working with JC every month. And I know me and JC can tear that shit up.
Yeah.
You know, because I would just follow him.
Yeah, man.
Not because I'm some great fucking worker or something like that. I ain't. But I would just follow JC and he would help me. And I miss you, brother. And God, I hope you hear me up in heaven.
He hears you.
You know what I mean?
Does,
I hope he's hearing me. I hope he knows that. I hope he feels the tears that I shed that day. You know what I mean?
Yep.
He's such a... I can't explain.
Well, there's a... That right there, the, there's been a definite river of tears, and that's definitely a measure of a man, man, as far as I'm concerned, as far as JC, and you can see it because of how many, you know, people have been just touched in ways that, you know, he's,
yeah,
you know, a lot of tough people, you know, are all brought to their knees over this, man. So it's
just, yeah, man, I woke up that day, man, I had too many phone calls, I said,
too,
what,
man,
the fuck now?
Too, man,
I said, who else?
8 o'clock,
you know what I mean?
Yeah, 8 o'clock in the morning when they come that time from people in the business, man, you know something's up. It's not a,
yeah,
hey, I want to call you at 8 o'clock in the morning to tell you that we've decided you're,
yeah,
going to go over.
People don't call me to fucking bullshit with me because they know I ain't that likable of a person. You know what I mean? so they're calling me up for some shit that went down. But all I know is, man, JC, you in my heart, homie. You're in my heart. You'll be in my heart. And partner, I will fight for you, homie, and I will have you in my mind every time I step in that motherfucking ring. That's my word. And I'm just tired.
You
I
gotta
really carry am.
It for everybody, King, man. Everybody.
Yeah, I'm tired of seeing my heroes die. I'm tired of seeing my friends, even if they weren't close friends, just people in the business who I respected.
Yeah.
I'm tired of it. You know what I mean? You know what I mean? Sometimes I wonder why not me, but, you know, only the good die young. That's why I'm still around. You feel me?
Yep.
But like, you know what I mean, JC, man.
Last of the
JC
dying
will always. I love him. I'm sorry if I'm blabbing.
You're not.
You know,
nah,
I mean?
Nah,
it's
all good,
I'm
man. Seriously.
Making a lot of sense to me because we've been all.
Yeah, I'm not drunk. I had two drinks, man.
Nope.
So I knew I had to make this phone call. So I didn't want to be all scot-all-ish and shit. You know what,
yeah,
I'm
no, I know, man.
I
had to
understand.
Do the same thing a couple hours ago, man. I just stay on the whole time because once I started.
You know what I mean? I wanted to come on this radio program to help you out, Jake. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Thank
you
so
know,
much, man.
I hate to do it now with this type of thing going down, but, you know,
oh, it's
like, you know, and then there's a Chris Cash show coming up. Look, I don't want to promote CZW because of whatever my deal is, but I got a lot of friends there. Look, if y'all in the Philly area or y'all close enough to get to the arena, go to Chris Cash show, man. Go to
absolutely.
Chris Cash show. Go check that shit out. Pay respects for my other man, Chris Cash, man. That dude was in the cage of death with me, with JC. You know what I mean? I know he's going to be cast out there. So respect for JC. Also, so respect for my man JC out in Indy, man. I wish I could go to that, but I got you, Carter. If you're around Indy, man, go show my man love. This goes out to my man Drake Younger. Yo, Drake, keep your head up, B. You know I love you. I don't say that a lot in this business. I hate a lot of motherfuckers because they're fucking two-faced. But Drake, I love you, homie. Keep your fucking head up, man. Because if you don't keep your head up, Drake, what does that mean for niggas like me? So please keep your head up, homie. You know what I'm saying?
Probably,
like,
man. Because, like, you guys notice, man, that King always. He went right there past the politics or any shit like that, and he just gave the respect.
Oh, you got him, because, look, show respect for the dead, homie. You know what I mean? I'm not the most respectful person in the world. You know what I mean? Some people consider me an asshole. And
no,
I'm not.
Kingston always sells for everybody else, but he no-sells himself all the time, guys. You ever notice that, man?
Fuck that, bull. Whatever, man. I be me.
I know. Well, then I can put you over, man, okay? That's the real Kingston right there, everybody, man. That is the real
Kingston. Wait.
The whole time, straight up, word up, man. That's the gospel. Every word he said the whole time, man. It's, hey, man.
Wait till I get off the phone. Wait till I get off the phone. Man, show respect to my man Chris Cash, because I know I'm going to show love to my man JC.
Hell yeah.
And also show some love to my man JC up in Indy. You know what I mean? Show some
hell
love.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because this is what people deserve.
And where Pondo's going to do something too, man. Pondo's going to have a benefit for.
Pondo's a great man, bro.
Yep.
Straight up. Pondo never fucked me on money or anything like that. Every time I went to IWA East Coast, Pondo showed me nothing but love.
Pondo's
so straight up. Love for Pondo.
Straight up, brother, yeah.
For all y'all hating on the deathmatch workers, for all y'all hating on me, y'all don't know. For y'all do not know what we do to get ready. Y'all don't know what we put our bodies through. Y'all just don't understand. Yeah, have your opinion, but have a little bit of respect behind it. You know what I mean? I remember when I was a fan, I hated some dudes. But you know what? I still showed them a little bit of respect, even if I hated on them. You know what I mean?
Yep.
And that's, you know, that's overall, and I'm not trying to put myself over whatsoever on this show. This is all about JC, but the only reason I run my show, you know, I named it Yakuza Kick Radio, and week in and week out, I do my best to big up the indies and get these motherfuckers' names out there because they don't get enough credit.
No, I hate to have to
do it under this circumstance, but every week I'm trying to get everybody more respect than they got.
Well, my man, to be honest with you, a lot of these dudes on the indies now, they don't deserve it, but you know what? I'm not going to get into that. You know what I mean? I'm not going to get into that. All I'm going to say is, man, show love, show respect, man. Go to Philly this Friday, man. Show respect. Stand up, clap, cheer, donate. If they ask you to donate, donate some money. Do what you got to do. Go to Indy. Show love for my man, JC, because his mother, I met his mother. I never met his father. I met his beautiful mother, man, and I'm a mama's boy. And I don't give a fuck if people make fun of me for that shit, partner. I'm a mama's boy. I love my beautiful Puerto Rican mother. The bottom line is, man, show some respect. Donate some money because his mother would love it and appreciate it.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean? Same thing with Cash's mom. You know what I mean?
Right.
I remember Trent Acid show when I show. Look, me and Trent never really got along too well, but we showed respect for each other. But I still went to the show to show love for him. You know what I mean? Because you got to respect it then. You got to respect what he did and what other cats did. You know what I mean?
Yep.
Yeah.
Bottom line is that I'm about to get off the phone right now because I'm getting angry and I don't want to be angry when I'm at the bar about to lump some fucking dude up. You know what I mean?
Yeah, well, don't be doing that downtown tonight.
chill, Eddie, man.
I already did it. I'm telling you, Saturday night, I got somebody right in the throat, man. Like, I'm telling you, man, I did, man. I was scared because it was just, it finally I snapped.
No, this is the bar I worked at.
I got lucky. I'm still free, and I got no bars in front of my face.
That's my man. What I know is, look, check it out. This is the bar I worked at. I bounced at Rambo and House on East 236th Street in Woodbourne on Katona Ave. You know, I'm promoting them, too. Come by, say what up to the king. But the bottom line is, man, I'm going to get off here. You know what I mean? If it's cool, J-Cat.
No, not a problem at all, man. Yo, thank you so much, Eddie. I mean, you really poured your heart out. And that's
you,
all love, man.
King, brother, I'll catch you.
Thank you very much. King. Yo, Philly, you my
king.
Man. Philly,
yeah, I'll catch you around the way, brother.
Definitely, man. Look, just support whatever. Support CZW. I don't give a fuck. Support the MVP. Fuck
wow,
it.
Billy.
Go to Chris Cash show. Go to him, and I'm out, all
right? Right on.
All right, Eddie. Thank you so much.
Word, King.
All right, man. Y'all be good. Right.
I love you, man.
Yeah.
All
right, man. I love you, too. One love, man.
Yep.
Take care of yourself, man.
All right. Peace.
Peace. Good night.
Peace. So, yeah, I mean, we had Eddie King, Sammy. He was... What an unbelievable, you know.
Oh,
Ricky. Oh, man. You know, I'm a little teary-eyed now, you know what I'm saying? Shit that he says, it's like, you know, you think about, I mean, I know I haven't spoken all night, you know what I'm saying? I'm just absorbing this thing, and, you know, I mean, I want to say a couple things real quick, and then I'll get, you know, once you get back to your thing, but, like, you know, stuff that King was saying, I mean, I've been absorbing everything all night and just, you know, thinking about how, you know, about this and how people, what people thought, and, you know, I mean, I know I talked to you, Jay, off air about this, but, like, you know, the guy was phenomenally, you know, talented in what he did, and a lot of people, you know, slept on him as a performer, and, you know, was really underrated with, you know, his wrestling. You know, he was more known for his, you know, hardcore stuff and his deathmatch stuff, but his technical wrestling was pretty good, and, you know, his matches at, like, you know, when he wrestled Sanjay Dutt in that ladder match in CZW, when he wrestled Sanjay in IWA Mid South, and it was not even, you know, there was no like crazy spot. It was all technical wrestling. It was really good. And
even the early work, and like when, you know, he came back and he worked Drake in the arena, you know, just this year. I mean, when you see he just came out and the lack of ring rust that he even had and the chain wrestling they did to start that match, just unreal. I mean, this guy can work. But, yeah, go ahead, man.
No, but I mean, like, all night it's been like, you know, he's been a lot to a lot of people, and, you know, I enjoyed his wrestling, and I saw, you know, a couple big, you know, things for him. I saw him at Tournament of Death 4 live in person. I saw, you know, him in that eight-man before the Cage of Death, you know, when Joker made his return to CZW for that first time. And,
right.
You know, and he just brought it as a competitor, and it sucks. It sucks losing another, you know, another wrestler in this business gone. And, you know, we sit here and we, you know, we mourn the loss, but, you know, I mean, we should, I mean, we got to remember what he did for us. You know what I mean?
It's
he
a
did,
celebration,
you know,
man.
He entertained the hell out of us, and he really gave us, you know, happy. It's all, you know, I mean, it's all been happy times, but it, you know, I mean, it's sad. It's sad, you know, that we have to talk about him in this way. I mean, you know, but it's just, you know, the guy should be remembered for forever. You know, I mean,
of course,
I mean, the guy was incredibly talented, and you know, just things, you know, just. I mean, I don't know. I can't really say much other than that. You know,
nah, everybody's
at
a loss of words.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't know him that well. You know what I'm saying? Like, I maybe, you know, see him a couple times, but you know what I'm saying? But just the way people...
Well, Eric, if we can, we got three more pre-records that I'd like to play before we do get off the air. And, you know,
right,
Billy...
Which one do you want to play for first?
I enjoyed the Robbie Marino one. I'm gonna go with that.
And no, it's your brother Robbie, man.
Yeah, I'm gonna go with that one right now.
I can't pick the show up here right on the internet hook up in the mountains. So me staying on, I got me staying on meant that I got to hear the whole show. You know what I mean? So.
Yeah, no, that's not a problem. I don't have a problem in the world. I thank you a million times over, bro.
Oh yeah, yeah, definitely. Thank you, Billy, for staying with us and you know. Remembering, you know, the life of JC, you know what I'm saying, like with us. You know,
I wouldn't want another person to take this journey with me, man, because it's not easy.
Yeah, Robbie, I'm sure, has something that we
all right, so go ahead and queue up
play
Robbie.
Robbie first, or you want to play Devin Moore first?
Robbie.
Okay.
All right.
To JC Bailey, right now we have on the line. You know, again, I've said this in the past, but one of the best managers in all of wrestling right now, we have Robbie Marino. Welcome to the show, Robbie. How you doing, man?
I'm doing great, J-Cat. It feels real good to be back on Yakuza Kick Radio, especially to shout out my man, Bam, JC Bailey.
Yeah, unfortunately, I mean, this, you know, these circumstances are never good to have anybody on anything, but he definitely deserves this 100%, so... You know, I was hoping to, you know, just get your thoughts and, you know, feelings, you know, maybe a few stories, I mean, whatever you got, man, because, you know, he deserves to have this all just put out there so, you know, his legacy lives on.
There's a couple things with Bailey that really, like, resonate with me, things I remember, because for a while, you know, we were doing the Blackout Team Cash feud, and he was a big part of that. You know, really, like, the first time I ever became friendly with Bailey is actually a funny story. We hadn't done anything with him being in Team Cash yet, but it was the night of, I think I was talking to Eric about this. I think we had said it was the night of high stakes, too, to always bet on black.
Right.
And
right.
There had been this chick who had come down from the show, who had come down to the show from, like, Scranton or somewhere, like, a few hours away in PA, and she had a hotel room, and she invited me to her room, and Bailey was, like, in earshot range when she had invited me. And the thing with Bailey is, like, there are always a lot of chicks checking for Bailey, you know?
Yeah.
Especially, you know, it's almost like how we joke and say Scotty Vortex is, like, we call Scotty Vortex the Justin Bieber of CZW because all the young chicks are like, Bailey was, like, you know, Bailey was, like, you know, he was before whoever, somebody who came before that, you know, because chicks are always talking
right.
For him. So he had heard, and he had asked me what I was going to do about it, and I let him know that, unfortunately, you know, I didn't have any type of protection on him or anything, and he said, man, just go in my bag, man. So he tells me which bag is his. I go over in the locker room, and I always feel funny going to people's bags, even if they tell me, you know, get wrist tape out of there or whatever. I just... You know, I feel like I'm being intrusive. But I saw the bag. It said Joe C. Bailey on it. I knew it was his. I opened it up, and I swear to God, there was like 150, 200 condoms in there.
Shit.
Yeah.
Wow.
I mean, like, there was just a shitload of condoms in there, and I was like, wow, Bailey must be doing a lot of fucking. And, you know, that was like my first, like, kind of like moment with him, you know, on a friendly level, because, you know, he had, I mean, shit, I could have had a baby by a rat right now if it wasn't for Bailey. So, I mean, that's,
right.
You know, that's major. That's major right there. And, you know, I mean,
yeah.
That's a funny story. But, like, on a serious note, with Bailey, like a month or two later, we had done a match where I actually had wrestled. I was only managing at the time, and I had wrestled against Bailey, Cash, Joker, and Nate Webb with Blackout. I came with Blackout. And
right.
Number one, Bailey hit me with probably the hardest chair shot I've ever been hit with in my life, like the hardest shot with an object ever in the back. And, I mean, that includes Zandig beating me up with a crutch and everything. I mean, Bailey was, like, deceptively strong. And another thing with Bailey I remember is him just being way cool about letting me look good in the ring, even though I was a manager. Like, he didn't play into all that bullshit about, like, you know, just squashing me and making me look like crap. He cared about the feud the same way he cared, you know, about doing Cult Fiction now and being part of that. He really, a lot of people, unfortunately, they pigeonhole the deathmatch wrestlers is just that, but, I mean, Bailey could do a lot of high flying. He really was into working hot angles. I mean, the IWA Mid-South angle, he was a huge part of that, and that's one of Steve's biggest angles. And, I mean, more than anything, he was just a real cool dude that was fun to be around, and, you know, just like everybody else, he had his problems, but he didn't try to put that on anybody else. And, you know, as far as I understand, he was doing everything he could to take his life in the right direction, and he was making all the right moves, and unfortunately just, I imagined the amount of injuries caught up with him. So, yeah, it's a pretty sad situation.
Yeah.
He's a real cool dude, real good people.
Yeah, it sure is. I mean, the guy busts his ass, and it just seemed to me and everybody else looking that he was definitely in good shape. He was actually, you know, he had seen his faults, and he was handling them. And, you know, it's a damn shame. I mean, this guy was definitely, like, no fear. I mean, he did whatever he wanted in that ring, man. And, yeah, you know, as a fan, I respected the shit out of him, so.
And I'll say another thing, too. Like, I was real shocked. You know, because I didn't know him real well, but I was real shocked when I heard he was only 26. And I don't know if he had just started real young, but to me, he had always carried himself. Just somebody with a little more maturity. I mean, yeah, granted, you know, that everybody has their demons, and a lot of the boys are into their party and everything. But Bailey, just from conversations with him and everything, he did definitely carry himself. You know. Totally mature, somebody who I mean, those matches I'm even talking about, he must have been 21 at the time, because this is up 4 or 5 years
shit,
ago.
Oh, shit, man. 2003, he did fucking King of the Death match and went to the finals against Pongo.
Right.
You know, I mean,
shit, you know?
Shit. You know,
but,
this
I mean,
guy beat Necro in the fucking, I think it was the second round, in like a casket, light tube, like, just unbelievable shit this guy went through, and yeah, man, that was 03, so you figure this man is, you know, passed away at 27.
He's 19, 20 years old then doing this stuff, so.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a different level of dedication, and ultimately, I mean, he gave his life for the business, and,
sure did.
And that was real sad.
That's why we're doing
this. It was real sad to see everybody. All the boys have to grieve yet again, and, you know, of course, I mean, my heart goes out to the Corson family as well, because it was a sad
for
the whole CZW family.
Of course.
It's just surreal, but if anything, you know, with JC, I hope that at least this wakes us up a little bit about looking out for each other and taking a little bit better care of each other in the ring, and also, you know, for the fans.
Sure.
To understand that we're people, and, you know, you talk about that King of the Deathmatch tournament, there's probably not a lot of people in that crowd that stop to think that, you know, during that Deathmatch tournament years ago, that he was a 19-year-old kid who's, you know, parents, you know, were worried about him getting hurt and cared about him, you know. And that's what a lot of times the fans forget is that, you know, we're people too and we have families and lives that go on the other 6 days a week or however many days we're not wrestling, but we're just regular people trying to do something we love. So, I mean, he gave the ultimate sacrifice. And, you know, if anything, I think, I just hope that he's always remembered as somebody who literally gave everything to the wrestling business.
Man, that's really what I'm trying to do because, I mean, he definitely gave his life for the fans and the love of what he did. You know, it's hard, you know, there's some people who are just like, okay, we should campaign for the Stop the Deathmatch Wrestling. And, well, I mean, JC wouldn't have wanted that. The reason he went further than most is because he wanted to take it to that next level and he wanted the fans to be happy. And then I also understand, you know, people saying, hey, well, the fans need to be happy with a little less. Yeah, probably. Yeah, definitely. But there's always going to be a guy that wants to push that limit. And, I mean, JC, I mean, in my personal opinion, I think he was the best ever hybrid wrestler. You know, you had the likes of Nick Mondo, who, you know, left the business after a few years, you know, legendary, but in the same token, you can't even match up times and, you know, matches work, you know,
right.
It's just not.
It's the Tupac argument, you know, if he would have stayed around, what would he be doing if he was still here, you know, if he was still working, if he was still involved, you know. Somebody's catalog
body
of work immediately becomes more legendary when they're not here, whereas JC's had like a 9-10 year body of work to watch, whereas Mondo, his innovative style in the death matches was a lot shorter than Bailey. So I know what you're saying there. You know.
Yeah. I mean, that guy had to take himself out of it.
That's no shot at
Mondo,
but you know.
No.
You know, but there's a big difference between doing it for a few years and doing it every week for the last 10. And I mean, I've never seen Bailey half-assed, but I mean, I remember Necro hitting him and him walking outside the ring and saying, that's the hardest I've ever been hit in my life. And well, it was or not, you believed it. Like, you also believed that Bailey was a tough guy to hit because Necro,
how could you
Necro
not?
Can hit pretty hard, you know? And I mean, that's the thing. That kid gave everything he had to the business, and, you know, it's just a real shocking, sad feeling to go through, you know, yet again for the boys. And, you know, my heart goes out to the whole locker room right now. And, Bailey's family, of course.
Yeah, I mean, another interview that we did, and we'll air on Thursday, we already did, was with Thumbtack Jack. And he's another guy that, you know, he's another, you know, hybrid wrestler who was able to do a lot of fucking things, man. And he seen where it was going, and he pumped his brakes, man. And he got to stick to what he got to do. And I understand that, you know, especially when you lose a guy, how could you not understand that, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, and,
yeah.
I mean, Bailey, even just coming back, had been part of one of the hottest, craziest angles in the arena, you know? It's insanity, you know.
Oh, yeah.
But it's a real shame because I know he was really excited, you know, to be doing this angle and to be back in CZW and to be with Billy and everything. I know he was real excited about it and his Naptown boys and everything. And you know, but just a sad situation, J-Cat, and it's one of those things where I'm. You know, on Friday, I imagine Friday is going to be a tough day for a lot of the guys. You know, we're honoring Cash, but also we got to honor Bailey as well. You know, we have to make sure we pay proper tribute, and there is the J.C. Bailey Memorial Show coming up, and, I mean, that's going to be a big one. And, of course, the people that can't make it to the show, you're still welcome to donate. I don't know if I'll be able to appear on it in Indiana. I would love to. I'm sure it's probably pretty solid booked with people that, you know, really knew him well and everything. But, you know, it's something I'd love to do, too. Just like I said, it's one of those things, man. It's just, it's hard to believe that, you know, we're planning memorial shows yet again, in the same summer, you know.
Yeah, hey, let me tell you straight up, man, you know, and having the roster is stacked, yo, man,
they're working bomb ass shows up there. I can tell you that shit straight up. You know.
Yeah, I've been seeing all the Facebook. Drake has been adding stuff like every day, new stuff to the Bailey show, and that's awesome. And I mean, that's what Bailey deserves. Indiana should have a show. You know, like we were able to have that success, which is. I mean, it's important for the healing process, for the fans and for the wrestlers, you know? And, you know, it's definitely something that I hope is a big success. And like I said, if there's any way I can do anything to help with that, I'd like to. It's, you know, and if nothing else, I mean, I hope that, like I said, that this at least allows us to maybe the boys in the business to really just take a little better care of each other out there. You know, obviously it's ultimately the guy in the ring's decision to take what he wants to take or not take what he wants to take, but at the same time, you know, there's a lot of trust involved in there, and I mean, it's, you're literally putting your life in other people's hands, so you know, maybe I'm not all for controlling people and regulating people. I mean, I'm pretty liberal. I think people are going to do whatever they want to do regardless of what you try to put on them. But at the same time, we have to take the sense of ownership as the workers, as the boys in the back, and say that we're going to stop dropping each other in the fucking head. We're going to stop smashing each other over the head with shit, because enough is enough, man. That's the bottom line. It's up for us. It's up to us in the wrestling business to make things safer before some government entity comes in and tells us and forces us to make things safer.
Yeah, I understand that fully, and I just think, you know, these guys are going to do what they're going to do, and, it's, you know, when it comes to a deathmatch tournament, they want to see brutality, and, you know, although I'm with that, I also see that as, like, I break things down to one spot, you know, I say, hey, okay, yeah, that shit was crazy, right? You got a pretty mellow reaction to that. Well, remember when he hit him with 5 light tubes at the same time in the fucking forehead?
Yeah.
I'll give you $50 if you let me do that shit right now. And they're like, fuck you, son. Like, that was first round, and barely even noticed as a spot. So, I respect everything that these guys do out there, honestly. This is, the reason I run this show all together is to get more light and more respect for the workers, because I respect it enough, I think others should as well. And it's a goddamn shame when I got to put it out there like this for, you know, someone we lost. It really is. It's a different experience, and it's something that I really, really don't like to have to do, because, but, I mean, he wanted to do it, and nobody asked him. I mean, he was the guy asking for the crazy shit, you know, and you're always going to get a guy like that.
Right.
Probably not.
Absolutely.
You know.
Absolutely, but, Jake, I actually got to get rolling, buddy.
Nah, that's cool, man. It's cool. Thank you so much for coming on. Do you have
anything else for me? I mean, any other quick questions I can answer for you? I'm just a little held up right now.
Nah, it's cool, man. It's all about JC. And if you can't support that show, you can't make it out there. You can't do anything. Yo, cop that hot-ass shirt off of Brutal Butcher Shop, man, because they did their work.
Absolutely.
The shirt is hot. Get that shit.
And thanks again for having me on, man. I had a lot of fun again. Sorry about the bad circumstances, but I had a lot of fun last time being on the air, and I look forward to coming back on the show soon, all right?
All right, man. Thank you, bro.
All right. Thanks a lot, J-Cat. Thanks a lot, Eric. Be safe, guys.
You know, it's all good, man.
All right. Take care.
All right.
Yeah, so, that was...
Brother Robbie.
John with Robbie, man.
Brother Robbie. Speaking on it.
Yeah. Robbie did his damn thing. I thought it was a damn good tribute. We got two more. We got Devin and we got DJ. I hope to, you know, we're going to do Devin. Then we're going to do DJ. And I'd like to close the show with one last nice statement out of Billy Graham, because he's been gracious enough to give us this entire show, and I mean, it's an honor, because, you know, Billy, I mean, he could talk his ass off, and this dude is coming from the heart from beginning to end of this show. There's no show, there's no charade, there's no gimmick or work about this. This is straight shooting. This is Billy Graham, because I know the man outside of, you know, what he does in that ring, and this is a true dude. This is, you know, true to life dude, and what you hear from him, he means this shit. And it's just great to have, you know, you on for this long, Billy, and it's, you know.
Well, at least I have the time to be on. I think everybody tonight that you had on the show, I think Toby and Nate and Sexy Eddie and Bull Payne and Thumbtack Jack and keep me going here.
Tracy
Smothers.
Tracy.
And Danny and Kingston, of course. I mean, I think everybody has been straight, including from Robbie.
Yeah, we've had incredible guests, and I think the whole night went really well. I mean, but you know, you've definitely gone above and beyond, and honestly, I didn't expect anything less from you. So
it was kind of like I said, I was debating it, and it's just kind of good to hear everybody and what they have to say right now, because Robbie said, I mean, it and others, it's going to be a very strange night tomorrow night. And,
Yeah, it is.
Well, you know, for looming.
Devin did another very touching tribute. I was very happy with it. And, cue that up, man.
Welcome
to Stitches and For Bitches Wear the Scar. This is the J.C. Bailey tribute. Welcome our special guest at this time. It is the man that J.C. defeated in the finals of the King of the Death match when he won that. And, you know, another hybrid wrestler in the game that has accomplished so many things in the business. Welcome, Devin Moore.
Oh, thanks, man. How are you guys doing?
I'm doing all right, man. You know, we're doing this tribute for JC. I really wanted to bring you on because, I mean, you're his type of guy. It's, you know, style-wise and wrestling-wise, and I know you've had experiences with the guy, and we're really trying to do the best we can to tribute this guy and maybe share some stories and memories and, you know,
I got
all
you,
of that.
Man. It's been a crazy couple months, hasn't it, guys?
Yeah,
oh,
sure
man.
Has, man. Too much.
Yeah, it's too much, man. Way too much. Oh, man. Well, fire away, dude. You got questions, I got answers.
Yeah, like I said, man, I just like to get some, you know, memories and, you know, your feelings and stories and all of that, and, you know, on J.C. Bailey.
Straight up, man. Well, Bailey, I don't know, dude. Whoever got the opportunity to meet J.C. knows how J.C. was, dude. J.C.'s probably one of the nicest guys that would hit you in the head with a chair besides Drake. I know a lot of people say that about Drake Younger, but JC is probably equally as nice, and if Drake had gotten it from anywhere, he definitely got it from JC, because from the day I met JC at CZW years ago, just hanging out and all, he's always done nothing but look out for me. I mean, this guy, I had one of my best matches in my career with him, and we've never seen it. That Kings are Extreme or whatever the show Ian Ratton ran and did something to screw up that being put out. Kings Extreme, I think it was called. We did a scaffold match, me and Bailey. Yeah, flew up a 25-foot scaffold and haven't seen the tape. That was 3.5 years ago.
Wow.
Pulled it up. Neither one of us has seen it. And I know JC, that was one of his favorite matches, too. He said it. And I mean, it's a shame because we totally killed ourselves and we've never seen it. And we tried to make it up this year at the King of the Death, but, you know, I mean, it wasn't the same at all, dude. Like, we couldn't top the first one.
Yeah, the match you were talking about, was that the first time that you actually got to work, JC?
Yes, it was. It was.
Wow.
Right before he came back to CZW, I guess it was TOD Fast Forward, right? Just when he came back? I think so. I think it was him and Drake or whatnot. And I probably wrestled him a week before that out there for Ian at the old Plainfield building in Indiana. And we tore it the hell up. And it was a shame we never got to see it. We always, like, joke about that because, you know, I mean, I hang out with him every month for CZW. They usually stop here, like, the whole everybody comes from the Midwest. I hang out with, you know what I mean? I try to entertain when they get here because You know what I mean? They don't have nothing to do out here, and they do the same thing for me when I used to go out there. So, you know, and that's one thing we always talked about was that. And this is crazy, man. Shout out to Drake, by the way, too, dude, because I know he's got to be.
And,
he's,
you know,
I offered him
to be on this show, and he said it's too soon, and I understand that 100%. I don't, you know, I give 100% my condolences to everybody that's feeling this hard, because, man, I'm only a fan. You know how many tears I shed within the past week? It's crazy, man. And I need to know him personally. So
yeah,
that's,
I know what you mean,
you know,
dude. Drake killed me, dude.
Yeah, that's real talk,
I've been
man,
in contact with him.
Yeah, I understand, you know, so I mean, you know
how I was with Trent, dude, like, that's how I look at it, like, I just went through this 2 months ago with Trent, like, and, you know what I mean,
and
like,
a quick side note,
what's up?
Yeah, a quick side note on what you're saying, bro, I can't respect you enough for doing what you're doing now as you're finished, because, Yeah, I marked the fuck out for that, man.
It's the birdie kick now, too. Screw you, Yakuza kick.
Yo,
it's named after my bully.
To the back,
too bad.
Stumbling, dude. Yakuza to the face. Yo, I couldn't fucking contain that shit. Yo, I was marked the fuck out
wait
for that.
Wait till this Friday. Wait till you see this Friday. I got a little something up my sleeve that even Danny Havoc might have a heart attack.
That was just great times, man, because I was looking for that the whole tribute, and it really has its best written down really well. And I'm hoping, you know, people contribute JC the same way, because, you know, it's the same caliber of guy. You look at death matches and you look at, you know, best of the junior heavyweights. I mean, you've got the best of both fields, you know, that we just lost. So it's only right, man. And it's
two
tribute
guys,
put out,
two
you know.
Guys that, yeah, two guys that built the company that people like myself, Drake, Danny Havoc, you know what I mean, from the Cult Fiction guys all the way down, if it wasn't for those two, were big pillars. I mean, Nick Gage is still there. Nick is another reason. If it wasn't for guys like that, we wouldn't have a place right now to entertain fucking anybody. You know what I mean? And that's another thing people don't look at. Like, if Bailey wasn't killing himself, and them junkyard matches with Van Dig and getting beat up by Necro every other month, you know what I mean? Like, a lot of those guys, they paved the way for us. So,
yeah,
you know,
absolutely.
I mean, it's only right to pay our respects to the guys that, like, do that. And while we're talking about it, September 18th, Indianapolis, the JC Memorial Show, dude. Me and Danny Havoc will be there. Drake, Scotty, we're all there. We're going to celebrate and, you know, try to do it like we did with the Trent Show, dude. Try to do it the best way we know how out there in the Midwest where he's from, too. So,
that's,
hopefully
IPW
people
running that, right?
Come out. Yeah, it's a whole joint thing. It's a bunch of us. They don't want to name one company.
Yeah,
it's more the friends.
It's all about JC.
You're going out. Yeah, it's not. We're not putting on one company's name or nothing like that. It's just us going and doing our thing for JC, man.
Yeah.
Should
it's
be
my,
interesting
you know,
day.
Yeah, honestly, like the overall, and I don't know if you listen to our past shows, but I big you up quite a bit in the past, and if not, whatever, but, you know, what my whole goal with this radio show is to, you know, really get the names out of the indie wrestlers that are busting their ass and not getting enough credit, you know, because I watch enough of it that I need to get my voice out, you know what I mean? And, you know, I've been saying that, and it's a shame when it comes to, you know, this type of situation where I got to get the name out of somebody who ain't here no more. I mean, that's painful, but... It's the whole reason I'm here, so, you know what I mean?
No, I appreciate it, man, because a lot of us bust our ass, and, you know what I mean?
Damn,
shit, I can sit here and cry about it. Nobody, and I think any of them will say it. None of us will get the credit we deserve. We'll all say that. But, you know what I mean?
Nah.
We still go out there and do our thing, and it's fans like you guys are the reason we do it. Like, we ain't making money.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You know that.
Yeah.
But I'm telling
you
right now, there's
Devin,
no better
man.
Feeling.
It's... Yeah, thank you 100%. We're really keep getting the word out for you guys, you know.
Yeah,
you guys take care of yourselves, and, you know, we don't want to see no more loss. You know, this is, it's really too much. It's been too much.
It's way too
you
much.
Know?
It's like, I got the phone call, and I dropped my phone, and I thought I broke it. Like, it was something I definitely expect. And then, you know, I mean, like I said, then I got a hold of Drake, and it was downhill from there, dude. Like, really. I really feel for him, and I understand his position, and it's just rough, man. Like, I just got over the whole Trent thing finally. Like, it was finally just like, all right, I can't do anything about it. I mean, I've been to Trent's grave probably 3 times since he died, and it's been, 2 months? You know what I mean? Like, it's rough, man. But, you know, we got to keep going on, and hopefully the 18th, the show for JC, we do just like we did Trent, dude. We're going to fucking, you know, celebrate the life and do what we can to make some money for JC to get a tombstone, hopefully. That's the goal as of right now.
Absolutely.
So hopefully we can do that.
Yeah, definitely everybody support that because, you know, it's well-deserved. It's beyond deserved. This guy gave his body, his life for, you know, for the entertainment of the fans, and he did above and beyond that. So by all means, support this man. So,
exactly. Yeah. Just like you said, just like the name of this show is, man, Bitches Are For Bitches.
Where to start? Yeah, exactly, man. This guy was... He was no joke, man. There's not a chance of anybody replacing him, but the only thing you can do is tribute him and keep that going, man, because that's what he
went on. Keep him going, dude. Yeah, and that's all we can do. I mean, and that's the thing with this show. Like, it's going to be a lot toned down compared to, like, Trent shows. There's not going to be a million people there. But the guys that are there all knew JAC, and JC was one of them there, I feel. Like, I mean, when I got the phone call, I was like, absolutely, like, that's the least I can do. You know what I mean? It's not like it's going to be easy. I got a 10-hour drive there, 10 hours back in the car. You know what I mean? Like,
you serve, that's all I can do.
That's what I
can
do.
Yes, already.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
Working the main event at Ashes Fest and then following that with, you know, retiring your partner and everything, I think you've gone as far as anyone wants to go emotionally, honestly.
I don't know how I made it through that day, to be honest with you, dude. Like, people were coming up to me afterwards at Nichols and all, and they're all like, you all right? And I'm just like, what happened? Like, I blacked most of the day out. Like, I don't know. Me and Johnny put, you know what I mean, buried the hatchet, did what we needed to. And then, like, you know what I mean? And then the next show, like, I still don't, I wish Drew wasn't gone. I say it all the time, so, like, it kills me. I mean, me and him were just started together. So, to watch him, like, walk now, and I'm just like, great, like, and Trent at the same time, like, the last 5 years, I was everywhere with him, you know what I mean? It's kind of crazy, like, I lost 2 people that I was counted on to be with me, like, are gone now. It's kind of like a month ago. It's weird, but, you know what I mean, it's not much I can do about it. So, I'll just take it one day,
Yeah, I feel you, man. I seen it in your eyes, and I just knew, man, this guy's going through some serious shit right now. And, you know, you put everything on the table, it's in clear writing, man. So, like I said, I really hope that, you know, we're able to get on, you know, in the future, and hopefully we don't have to go on under these circumstances again, because, you know, it's an honor to talk to you and everything else, but I really wish it wasn't because of this, man, so...
Oh, I appreciate it, dude. Next time, I hope so, too. Hopefully, it's for good reasons. Hopefully, man.
Yeah, man. That's what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to big everybody up, and it's a damn shame I got to do it when they ain't here no more, man. It's an obligation at this point, but I just wish it wasn't because of that.
Yeah, I understand fully, bro. It's cool for everybody, dude.
Sure. So, hey, man, yo, thank you so much for coming on, and, you know, again, you know, big up JC Bailey, man, this is, you know, all for him, and, you know, I got so much good stuff out of you, and, you know, thanking you so much, man.
Oh, no problem. Real quick before I go, Friday night, CZW, Chris Cash show, come out, support fucking Chris Cash, the family will be there as usual. We'll be doing something
for
JC, of course. John Van Dyke's son, who unfortunately just passed away recently, too. John will probably be in the house. Don't quote me on that, but I would have a pretty big feeling. It's a Cash show. John's usually there. So it's going to be intense. Friday's going to be probably just as emotional as going out to Indiana, man. It's going to be a lot of people
there. I'll be there.
I know you'll be there. It's going to be a crazy day, man. It's hopefully a good night of wrestling, too. But thanks, guys,
man.
Again, dude, I appreciate it,
everybody, you check it out, and again, thank you so much for coming on, bro, and
you know, stay, keep your head up, man.
I'm trying, bro, dude. I appreciate it. Thanks for the time, guys.
All right.
Not a problem. Peace, man.
See you, man.